Why do so many dogs die before their time? Actress and dog activist Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. Superfood Complete by Badlands Ranch is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including premium protein-packed beef, nutrient-dense organ meat, heart-healthy salmon, gut-healthy vegetables, and several superfoods vital to your dog's health. And because high-heat cooking can add unhealthy things to your dog's food, Superfood Complete uses air drying, so it gets cooked low and slow. This means it has the convenience of kibble, but the health benefits of whole foods. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible benefits, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 right now to get up to 50% off your order and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's badlandsranch.com/save50 today. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary.
I'm so sorry I'm late. I was just talking to my sister about protecting abortion rights.
Wait, didn't we already do that in Ohio? We passed issue 1 last year.
I know, by a wide margin too. But now it's up to our state Supreme Court to decide whether they enforce it or ignore it.
Ignore it? Will they really do that?
They will if we don't keep extremists out of the court. But we can protect our rights by electing Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that. Listen, I can barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
Here's a trick. All you have to do is remember, don't stop fighting.
Don't stop fighting. Oh, I get it. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, Forbes. I love that.
Tell everyone you know, if you supported issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue, a community of women who care about reproductive rights as much as you do.
In Ohio, an elderly woman kills a man after he jokingly asked her to shoot him. In Las Vegas, a prison guard suspected of being drunk on the job is sent home, gets in a wreck, and dies. And on the high seas, Royal Caribbean is in some hot water after hidden cameras are discovered in the bathrooms of the cruise ship. These stories and more coming at you today, Thursday, October 24th, on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I am Jim Chapman. I am solo today, and we are going to dive right into that crime time for Thirsty Thirsty. And we're going to start out in Ohio, and a woman has been arrested after allegedly shooting a man to death because of something he said during harmless banter between the two. This from local police. Arthur Osborne, who is 58, died after being shot. This was on Sunday, October 20th, at a Cincinnati, Ohio apartment. Osborne was shot in the pelvic area. Authorities arrested Kathleen Geiger, 77, in connection with the killing, and an affidavit cited that Geiger told police that she and Osborne had been engaged in harmless banter when the incident took place. And keep in mind, y'all, this is a 77-year-old woman. Osborne jokingly asked Geiger to shoot him. Geiger tells the police that she believed the firearm was not loaded. She picks it up, pulls the trigger, and shoots him in the pelvic region. Geiger then panicked, threw the gun down, and rendered aid to Osborne and called 911. She was charged with reckless homicide, and her bail was set at $10,000. And that just goes to show you, don't play with guns, right? You never know when they're going to go off. And Woody said it before on this show. A gun doesn't just accidentally go off. You got to pull the trigger. You have to pull the trigger for them guns to fire. And she assumed that sucker wasn't loaded and ended up shooting the guy in the groin. Let's go to South Carolina. You may or may not be familiar with the person that I'm about to talk about, but if you're around my age, I just turned 50, then you're probably somewhat familiar with the Susan Smith case. It was big time news nearly 30 years ago. Well, Susan Smith will be up for parole next month, 30 years after she was convicted of rolling her car into a South Carolina lake and drowning her two sons who were strapped in their car seats. Smith, who is now 53, is serving life in prison after a jury decided not to sentence her to death in her 1995 murder trial. Under the law at the time, she is eligible to ask to be released after serving 30 years in prison. Her hearing is scheduled for November 20th, and the parole hearings in the state of South Carolina are done virtually, with the inmate joining by a video call from the prison, and that's pretty common now. Parole in South Carolina is only granted about 8% of the time, and it's not very likely that an inmate's first appearance before the board in notorious cases like this, or when prosecutors and the families of the victim oppose someone being released, which is probably better than 90% of the time, Smith falls in all of those categories. The jury believes she got a life sentence, and that's what she should serve. That from Tommy Pope, who is the lead prosecutor in Smith's trial and the Republican speaker in the South Carolina House of Representatives. Secondly, I would point to her conduct in prison to show that unfortunately what a juror hoped would happen, that she would be remorseful and think about those kids. She's proven she's only thinking about Susan Smith. Smith made international headlines in October 1994 when she said she was carjacked late into the night near the city of Union, South Carolina, and then a man drove away with her and her sons inside. For 9 days, Smith made numerous and sometimes tearful pleas asking that 3-year-old Michael and 14-month-old Alex be returned safely. But the whole time, the boys and Smith's car were at the bottom of a nearby lake. Investigators said Smith's story didn't add up. Carjackers usually just want a vehicle, so investigators asked why they would let Smith out, but not her kids. The traffic light where Smith said she had stopped when her car was taken would only be red if another car was waiting to cross, and Smith said no other cars were around, and other bits and pieces of the story just did not make sense. She eventually confessed to letting her car roll down a boat ramp and into a lake. A recreation by investigators showed it took 6 minutes for the Mazda to dip below the water surface, while cameras inside the vehicle showed water pouring through the vents and steadily rising. The boys' bodies were found dangling upside down in their car seats, one tiny hand pressed against a window. Prosecutors said Smith was having an affair with the wealthy son of the owner of a business she worked at. He broke it off because she had the two young sons, and Smith decided that was how she solved that problem. Prosecutors sought the death penalty, and the trial of the young mother became a national sensation. In a true crime touchstone, even though it wasn't televised by a judge who was concerned at the time about what cameras were doing to the O.J. Simpson murder trial, which was going on at the very same time. A jury eventually convicted Smith, but decided she did not deserve the death penalty. Smith's lawyer said she was remorseful, suffering from a mental breakdown, and intended to die alongside her children, but left the car at the last minute. Smith's 30 years in prison has been eventful. South Carolina prison rules don't allow broadcast interviews, but Smith frequently wrote reporters and potential suitors who then talk about her letters publicly. She unsuccessfully tried to appeal her conviction, saying her husband, David Smith, abused her. He adamantly denied it, and authorities said there was no proof of it. During the ensuing 30 years, again, it's hard to believe it's come this quick. She's had sex with guards. She's got attention for her social media opportunities. She's got sugar daddies that can't wait until she gets out and help support her, that from her ex-husband. So there you have it. Susan Smith up for parole, but I would say there's no way on God's green earth she is getting out of prison, and she's about as bad as they get. That story, if you're not familiar with it, go research it. It's absolutely horrible. All right, and we're going to move on to the high seas. And we're going to talk about Royal Caribbean. And I'm sure there's a lot of listeners out there that have cruised in their time. I've taken a cruise myself to Alaska. It was not on Royal Caribbean, thankfully, because I might be on camera taking a piss. A former passenger on Royal Caribbean has launched a class action lawsuit against the company and its former crew member after as many as 960 people may have been victims of a hidden camera in a bathroom on board. And y'all, I've never understood that. What is the fascination with watching people go to the bathroom? You hear about that all the time, these cameras in a bathroom. That's the last thing I want to watch. I don't know. Maybe it's some sort of fetish I'm unaware of. But the lawsuit was filed on behalf of the Symphony of the Seas passenger known as a Jane Doe. Of course, you have a legal right to file under a pseudonym if you're in a situation where you don't want to list your name. And sometimes courts will grant you that. You see it a lot with sex allegation cases like this. This filing comes nearly a month after employee Arvin Joseph of the Philippines pleaded guilty to producing child pornography and was sentenced to 30 years in federal prison. A guest on board the ship discovered a hidden camera affixed to a counter under the sink in the bathroom and reported it to ship security. Arvin Joseph, who is a stateroom attendant, was detained until the cruise ship docked in Fort Lauderdale. Law enforcement found numerous videos of children between the ages of 2 and 17 in various states of undress on his electronic device. But the surveillance wasn't limited to the children. Upon information and belief, he transmitted or uploaded images of the plaintiff while undressed and engaging in private activities to third parties and the World Wide Web. The lawsuit alleges Royal Caribbean should have known the sexual assaults were reasonably foreseeable considering the prevalence of the sexual assaults around the cruise ships, and the company should have warned guests and properly trained staff. According to the suit, there were a total of 26 sexual assaults and rapes during Royal Caribbean cruises just in 2023. And 22 sexual assaults on cruises in 2022. There were 131 allegations of sexual assault on cruise ships in 2023 total, up from 87 in 2022 and 101 in 2019. According to the complaint, the cruise line did not inform other passengers of rooms serviced by Arvin Joseph between December 1st of 2023 and February 6th of 2024, and up to 960 passengers could have been filmed. So there you have it, Royal Caribbean. Check everywhere. When you check into a hotel room or a cruise ship stateroom or anywhere that you don't live, look around, check your surroundings, make sure they don't have a small camera in there somewhere. Man, you can put cameras inside like pens now. You can put them inside ceiling fans, you know, check around the room. There's a lot of sick people out there. You got to watch for that. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there like me that have been hearing a lot about the listeria contamination that is going on in the United States. And look, they've recalled waffles, they've recalled pancakes, and like millions of pounds of meat. So a recall of hundreds of frozen waffle products and toaster foods sold at many U.S. grocery stores has expanded because they may be contaminated with Listeria bacteria, the manufacturer said just this past Tuesday. Treehouse Foods of Oak Brook, Illinois, said the updated recall includes all products made at a factory in Ontario, Canada, and sold at stores including Albertsons, Dollar General, Kroger, Publix, Target, Walmart, and more. The recall includes frozen toaster waffles, Belgian waffles, and pancakes. No illnesses linked to the recall have been confirmed. The company is working with U.S. and Canadian food safety regulators to resolve the problem. The recall waffles are sold under a variety of names, including Walmart's Great Value and Target's Good and Gather. A complete list of the affected products can be found on Treehouse's websites, and consumers should throw away any products or return them to a store for a refund. Treehouse officials issued a limited recall on October 18th after routine testing found listeria at the Bradford, Ontario factory. Additional testing indicates more manufacturing lines at the plant could be contaminated with the bacteria. Production was halted at the company, and it said it intends to restart production after taking steps that include deep cleaning, sanitation, etc. And look, let me tell you, something like this happens, it pretty much puts you out of business, because regardless of whether you clean all that up, I mean, would you buy that brand after this has happened? I wouldn't. The company operates 26 sites in the United States and Canada that make private brand foods and beverages, according to the website. No other plants were affected. Listeria infections can cause mild illnesses, including fever and diarrhea, and more serious problems. The illness is most dangerous to pregnant women, newborns, and adults over 65 with weakened immune systems, and symptoms can take up to 10 weeks to appear. So if it was 8 weeks ago that you ate those waffles, you ain't in the clear yet. The CDC estimates that 1,600 people are infected with listeria each year in the United States, and get this, 260 people die. That's a pretty high percentage. This is the third large U.S. recall in recent months of foods potentially contaminated with listeria, a bacteria that can be difficult to eradicate. In July, Boar's Head Provision of Sarasota, Florida, recalled more than 7 million pounds of deli meat and shut down its plant in Virginia after deli meat contaminated with listeria led to at least 10 deaths and 50 hospitalizations. In this month, Oregon-based Bruce Pack recalled nearly, get this, 12 million pounds of meat and poultry at an Oklahoma processing plant after routine testing detected listeria. So 12 million pounds. All right, we're going to go to Las Vegas. And a state employee suspected of being under the influence was sent home from work and then crashed and died. An internal investigation was underway at the Nevada Department of Corrections after Miles Collins, who is 38, died in the single vehicle crash. Investigators said at least one employee noted Collins was slurring his speech and that he had methamphetamine, MDMA, cocaine, THC, and alcohol in his system when he died. Collins was a HVACR specialist at Southern Desert Correctional Center. The medium security prison is located near Indian Springs, Nevada, about 45 minutes north of Las Vegas. Collins was suspected of being under the influence while at work around 6:30 a.m. when his supervisor was notified. Man, he parties early, right? He was driven to a hospital in Las Vegas for a test and driven back to the prison. Collins left the prison in his Toyota Tundra around 10:30 a.m. The crash occurred in the southbound lanes of US 95, and he was pronounced dead at 11:16 a.m. For unknown reasons, he left the roadway, the truck rolled, he was ejected, and came to a stop in a desert area. I don't know about unknown reasons. I'd say all the cocaine, methamphetamine, and alcohol in his system will be the reasons, right? More than 3 months after the deadly crash, it remained unclear why Collins was allowed to drive home from the state prison in that condition. And that's the question. All these people, I mean, he's obviously showing signs of impairment. So you know he's impaired. So you send him home. You know, and I'm not so much concerned about his stupid decisions, but the people on the road that are innocent victims that he could have hit and killed. Thank God nobody else was hurt. Now, they do have a manual at the State of Nevada Alcohol and Drug Program for executive branch agencies, and they said that once an employee has completed all required testing, it is the appointing authority's responsibility to make sure the employee is transported home. Typically, law enforcement will not be able to assist with this final step. Well, they didn't do what they were supposed to do. He ended up dead, and thank God nobody else was hurt. But I can guarantee you some heads are going to roll over that. Let's go to Texas. And y'all, unless you live under a rock, you have got to notice the amount of teachers in the past. I'd say this has been like an epidemic for the last 5 years. The teachers getting arrested for relationships with their students or former students or whatever, but these underage kids. And it's as many women as it is men that this is occurring with. Well, it's still going on. A Texas teacher was arrested on Monday after allegations she had a sexual relationship with a child who is a former student of hers. And this occurred over the summer. Carroll Middle School teacher Angela Dawn Barnes, who is 45, was charged with sexual assault of a child and improper relationship between an educator and a student. The Keller Police Department launched an investigation after receiving a tip in late September that Barnes was having an inappropriate relationship with an underage boy who was a former student. Detectives learned that Barnes had engaged in a sexual relationship with the boy during June and July and that the relationship had since ended. The relationship happened off campus. Now, Carroll Independent School District officials said Barnes was placed on administrative leave after police notified them about the allegations. District officials said they are cooperating with police and Child Protective Services in that investigation. Carroll ISD immediately placed a staff member on administrative leave and reported this to the proper authorities, the district said. The district also said they were made aware the alleged offense took place off campus over the summer within the jurisdiction of the Keller Police Department. Based on the information we've received, no incidents occurred on campuses, the statement continued. And the school said it is working in collaboration with the police and CPS as they investigate these allegations. The district added the safety and security of all students is always top priority, and any allegations of adult misconduct are addressed promptly and reported immediately to the proper authorities. Police said they do not believe there are any additional victims, and Barnes was booked into the Keller Regional Jail. So there it is. I don't know what's going on with these teachers, y'all. It just does not seem like this happened back when I was in high school in the early 90s. I'm sure it occurred, but not at this rate. Every day you can find this going on.
Hey, y'all. One thing I've learned in 16 years of being with my wife is that PMS and menopause are a very real deal. Thank goodness for Hormone Harmony. Hey, do you experience cravings or bloating? Do you feel a little bit down or off? Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience bad sleep quality? Well, now it's easier to manage PMS and menopause with Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony supports hormonal balance and regulation. It relieves symptoms of menopause, supports cortisol, estrogen, and progesterone levels, promotes healthy weight loss and curbs carb cravings. It improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas, and it relieves hot flashes and it relieves mood swings. Hormone Harmony is not just a supplement for women going through premenopause, menopause, or postmenopause. It's become a phenomenon. Women cannot stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, and Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it, but it's perfect for those horrible menopause symptoms that put a woman's life on hold, like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, and occasional bloating and gas, or no desire to be intimate with someone, if you know what I mean. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar, is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit, my wife says, is feeling like herself again. And that's what women mention over and over in their reviews. And there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code RLRC at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com and use the code RLRC for 15% off today. Hey, y'all. You want to set your child up for success. Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with the subject? Is your child ahead, not getting challenged enough in class? Well, IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English, language arts, science, and social studies while adapting to each child, meeting them where they are. Plus, IXL encourages students to become curious and empowers them to choose how to learn. Look, we homeschool our son. No doubt about it. He's more of a visual learner, and we use IXL, and Cindy teaches him, and there are so many different benefits to the program. It adapts to exactly what he needs in different areas. So IXL is the perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum. IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational games, lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving. Everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead like our son, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. Kids love IXL's positive feedback awards and educational games. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. And don't forget, Real Life Real Crime listeners get 20% off. Y'all, we really do use this product, and it's been a godsend.
And let's go to the Philippines. And I'm going to tell you about an American YouTuber by the name of Elliot Eastman, who is 26. Well, he was kidnapped in the Philippines by a group of gunmen disguised as police officers. They held him at gunpoint, shot him in the leg, and kidnapped him from a house. Local authorities are currently investigating the issue in conjunction with the U.S. Embassy. Reportedly, Eastman's kidnapping happened on Thursday, October 17th. Four gunmen forced their way into Eastman's home. They were armed with M16 rifles and dressed as police officers. When Eastman attempted to fight off the men, one of the kidnappers shot him in the leg. Later, the men kidnapped Eastman by dragging him onto a speedboat and fleeing into the sea. Local authorities reportedly alerted Marine units and began a search for Eastman. We confirmed that there was a report of the alleged abduction of an American national. We want to assure the public, particularly the community, that we are doing everything in our power to secure the safe recovery of the victim. Yeah, they're concerned about travel, right? Kidnapping Americans, that can really hurt your travel to the Philippines. So currently, Filipino authorities are working with the U.S. Embassy to rescue Eastman. The kidnappers have not demanded ransom as of this recording. The Vermont YouTuber moved to the Philippines after marrying his wife, Carticia Eastman. This was in July of 2023. He said, "I came to the Philippines about a year and a half ago where I met the love of my life deep in the mountains of the red zone of the Philippines. I will be showing you my day-to-day life as the first and only foreigner to have ever lived here for a long period of time. And he's talking about the particular city that he lives in. Sabuco is the name of that city, and it's home to Abu Sayyaf Group, which is an organization labeled as terrorist by the United States and the Philippines. That organization is known for, among other things, targeting tourists for kidnapping for ransom. On this note, Eastman was fully aware of the risks of living there. He stated in a Facebook live stream that he was scared and that his life is still at risk. That's the reality, especially the area that I'm in. It's not even just the Philippines. This area that I'm in is like the most dangerous in the country. It's like a red zone. There's nights I'm afraid, there's times I'm afraid, but it's gotten better. In the past, I've had a hard time sleeping at night. Well, all right, we're going to go to New York State. And authorities in New York State arrested a 53-year-old woman after recovering the body of her sister from a river several days after the victim disappeared. Penny Bush, who is 62, was found dead in the Genesee River. This was in the town of Rush, New York. This was on October 14th, and it prompted the arrest of her sister, Jamie Bush. The investigation began earlier this month after Penny could not be located by law enforcement officials when they performed a welfare check on her home. That was on October 11th. Police considered her disappearance suspicious, and they began a search. On October 14th, following a weekend of extensive searches, including on Penny's 8-acre property, police recovered a body from the river located about an hour from her home. After the body was identified to be Bush's, investigators established significant evidence and probable cause that led to Jamie's arrest. In the felony complaint, investigators allege Jamie strangled Penny on October 8th between 4:50 p.m. and 11:59 p.m. during a physical altercation. Early in the morning on October 9th, investigators allege Jamie threw away Penny's three phones at a Dunkin' Donuts store. Sometime between the alleged killing and October 12th, Jamie allegedly discarded her older sister's body in the Genesee River, and investigators have not commented on a motive. We're going to go to Florida. And Roblox. I know a lot of people have kids that play on Roblox. Heck, there might be some adults out there that play games on Roblox. I know my kids played Roblox when they were younger. A Florida woman is under arrest after police say she instructed a child to drop an infant on the floor and slit the throats of adults in a household before burning the victims. Police in Escambia County, Florida, arrested a 36-year-old by the name of Tara Sykes on a charge of attempted murder while engaged in aggravated child abuse. This from the sheriff's office. Authorities at Escambia County Sheriff's Office were alerted on Thursday, October 17th, about a 2-month-old who had been severely injured after the 10-year-old allegedly dropped the infant on a kitchen floor. The call came from Gulf Coast Kids House, which is an advocacy center for victims of child abuse that also investigates and prosecutes cases of child abuse. It wasn't immediately clear if the assault took place at the facility or how the case was brought to the attention of the people there. The organization would not comment when contacted, but said they are appalled and saddened by the case. The investigation revealed the 10-year-old had been ordered by Sykes to harm several people, including the infant and the adults living there. Sykes allegedly advised the child through a gaming platform called Roblox on various methods of harming the child, including drowning the infant in a bathtub, burning the baby with scalding water, and dropping them on the floor. The sheriff's office further alleges that Sykes gave the 10-year-old instructions to slit the throats of the adults temporarily living with the child. The minor was allegedly told to douse the sheets of the house with aerosol spray and set the adults on fire. The 10-year-old allegedly carried out some of the instructions. The child dropped the infant on a solid tile floor, doused the sheets, and the child was unable to set those adults on fire. Police did not announce any charges against the 10-year-old. The sheriff said, "I have been in law enforcement for over 40 years, have never seen anything quite like this. I'm truly disturbed by the circumstances and the thought of anyone that could think this way and encourage this. There's something really wrong with her, you think?" Officials at the sheriff's office said there may be further charges on Sykes, but all that done and communicated through Roblox. So when those kids are playing those games, and I'm sure most of y'all know this, but they can communicate on there. It's not like it was when we were young and we were on, you know, Tecmo Bowl, or we're playing PlayStation or something. I mean, now they can communicate and chat all through those games. And there's a lot of shady characters that get on there. They're trying to traffic kids and things like that. And let's go to Texas and a really sad, horrible story out of Texas. A infant accidentally was shot dead in the back of a car by a young child. When police arrived at the scene, they found an infant with a bullet wound in the back seat of the car. Two young children, ages 2 and 3, were inside the vehicle beside him. The Bexar County Medical Examiner's Office said that the deceased infant, who is just shy of 11 months old, has been identified as Kamari Lang. San Antonio police were dispatched at 12:14 p.m. This was on Monday, October 21st, to a medical center parking lot following a report of an injured child. At some point, one of the children gained access to the trunk where a loaded long gun was being stored and pulled the trigger, causing the gun to go off. And Kamari was pronounced dead at the scene at 12:28 p.m. that afternoon. The medical examiner's office said the infant's cause and manner of death remain pending, but I think you can figure that out. Police have labeled the case a homicide, and they say their investigation is ongoing. No arrests have been made as of Tuesday morning, and that's why it's important. Keep your guns out of reach of children. In this case, it was in the trunk, but, you know, they have those pass-throughs. You can just pull the back seat. A lot of these cars have pass-throughs and access your trunk, and it seems like that's what happened in this case. What a tragic story. Horrible. So we'll lighten it up a little bit, but I don't know how light this is. It's a little silly, I guess you could say. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but it's a mile high crime. And we're going to tell you about a man who is facing federal charges after officials say he exposed himself and committed a lewd act on fellow passengers while on a flight to Boston. This occurred on Monday. Krishna Kanopli, who is 39 of India, was charged by a criminal complaint with one count of lewd, indecent, and obscene acts while in the aircraft jurisdiction of the United States. This from the U.S. Attorney's Office in Massachusetts. So Kanopli was headed to Logan International Airport when he allegedly made unwanted sexual advances towards a female passenger. He started touching her hair and taking photos of her without permission. A crew member is said to have intervened, forcing Kanopli back in his seat. Later in the flight, two male passengers seated near Kanopli noticed him performing a lewd act on himself under a blanket. He's jacking off, y'all, with his genitals fully exposed at the time. The charge of lewd, indecent, and obscene acts while in this special aircraft jurisdiction of the United States provides for a sentence of up to 90 days in prison. And we're going to tell you about a horrible story. It's real life, real crime daily, y'all. And a 19-year-old Florida college student has been charged in connection with the death of an infant after police allege she gave birth in her dorm room and left the newborn in a trash can. Tampa police announced the charges this week against Brianna Moore, who was a University of Tampa student who police allege killed her newborn in late April. The investigation began when the university safety employees were alerted to a possible miscarriage on a campus property. Further investigation led to the discovery of the deceased infant, who was later identified as the suspect's child. An autopsy determined that the infant died as a result of asphyxia and multiple rib injuries. The manner of death was ruled as a homicide. The department said that Moore was arrested last Friday in Quitman, Mississippi, and faces charges of aggravated manslaughter of a child, child neglect with great bodily harm, failure to report a death, and unlawful storage of human remains. Authorities were first called to the University of Tampa dorm after Moore's roommates reported hearing sounds of a baby crying in the roommate's shared bathroom. Moore initially denied having been pregnant. However, the next day, Moore's roommates found the deceased infant wrapped in a towel in the bathroom trash bin, and Moore admitted to delivering the baby in the bathroom, holding the baby tightly to her body until she stopped crying. She told investigators she placed the baby in a towel and put her in a trash can. Lopez said Moore was extradited to Hillsborough County in Florida to face charges. It breaks my heart to know that this baby girl could still be alive today if this woman had alerted authorities that she needed help. Instead, she took actions that directly led to the death of her newborn baby. This is a difficult and nuanced case to prosecute, and our community must continue to educate women about the many resources available to them in situations like this one. This baby's death was unavoidable. And look, we both told y'all on this show many, many times that there's just other options. There's places you can actually drop these babies off and nothing is said. I know there's some police departments that they have like a baby drop-off. Just a tragic situation. 19-year-old Florida college student who's now in a shit pile of trouble over this.
Hey, y'all. Let me tell you about Mochi. Mochi is a telehealth platform that connects patients seeking medication-based weight loss treatment with board-certified doctors and dietitians to help them determine the best treatment options to accomplish that goal. Mochi's program is completely virtual, meaning you can access their services anywhere in the United States and you will be meeting with their team online. You deserve doctors that listen. Mochi is dedicated to providing holistic, patient-centered care that prioritizes overall well-being with the goal of transforming how weight management is approached. Mochi Health takes a holistic approach to weight loss that includes visit with board-certified doctors, nutrition consultations, and medications delivered to your door. Science-backed medications including GLP-1s like Ozempic and generic compound versions, affordable and accessible, regardless of insurance coverage. With Mochi, their dietitians work hand-in-hand with your medication to create personalized nutrition plans that fit your lifestyle. Reach your weight loss goals with science-backed, FDA-approved GLP-1 medications and support from real doctors and guidance from registered dietitians and help with making easy and sustainable changes to achieve results. Y'all have seen this. My wife has done it. My brother-in-law has done it. One of my best friends is doing it. And it really is an amazing process that works. So get started at joinmochi.com and use code RLRC to receive $40 off. That's joinmochi.com and use code RLRC to receive $40 off and let Mochi help change your life. Hey, y'all, let me tell you about Gobble. All Gobble meal kits are pre-prepped. That means less work for you and less waste in your kitchen. Their meal kits include everything you need so you can save time at the store or just skip that trip entirely. I got the box in and I had three different meals. I had a Kung Pao chicken, crispy fish tacos, and a beef bourguignon, however you say it. But let me tell you about the classic beef bourguignon. Look, it came with beef pot roast and a beef broth concentrate, red wine demi-glace, cremini mushrooms, cipollone onions, mashed potatoes, baby carrots, and rosemary thyme butter. It was so easy to make. Literally like 15 minutes it took Cindy. And let me tell you something, all the dishes were fire, but this thing was like a taste explosion in my mouth. It's just unreal. We've got to spend more time together and more time doing the things we love because everything came in this one single box. right to my door. So see what a difference Gaba will make for your household. Right now, they're offering my listeners a fantastic limited time deal. You get $120 off across four boxes, plus free shipping and free cookies. And let me tell you, those cookies, I ate one that was sin-baked and it was delicious. Go to gobble.com/real life. That's GOBBLE.com/real life for $120 off your first four boxes. This offer is not available on the home site, so don't miss out. This is genius. It's taste explosions in your mouth like you never had.
All right, and we're going to bring you to Camden, New Jersey, and a funeral home is facing major allegations of placing the wrong body in a family's deceased loved one's clothes. They first realized the heartbreaking mistake when they went to inspect the casket ahead of the public viewing. Now, this happened way back in February of 2023. At around 4 p.m., the family approached the casket, supposedly holding Addison, and became immediately distressed and angered when an unrecognizable corpse dressed in Addison's clothes and belongings were in the casket. Of course, they were very shocked, upset, as we all would be. Addison Jenkins, who passed away in February of 2023, had planned his funeral ahead of time, and he chose the Boyd Funeral Home in Camden, New Jersey, to handle the services. In the lawsuit, the family alleges the funeral director wasn't present when they wanted to express their concerns and that the makeup artist from the funeral home reassured them that body was Jenkins. The lawsuit says the family and funeral home employees continue to disagree with each other as to whose body was in the casket. The Jenkins were sent photos by the director to prove that it was in fact their deceased loved one, but specific markings on the body did not match their loved one's. They claim he had a cauliflower ear and noticed a foot infection, both of which were not present on the body in the casket. When the family viewed the body again, they requested the casket be opened to observe the body, and they were able to confirm at that time it was Jenkins. Michael Shaw, the attorney, said what happened to the Jenkins family and their late loved one, Addison Jenkins, is disturbing and reprehensible. To twist the knife, once they informed the funeral home of the wrongful conduct, the callous response was to point blame at the clients by persistently telling them the wrong and unidentified body was their late loved one. Gaslighting a grieving family after displaying the wrong corpse is cruel and incomprehensible. I gotta say, in all these stories that we have covered on Real Life Real Crime Daily, I've never covered one quite like that. And look, mistakes happen, but you can't make that mistake. You cannot make that mistake if you're a funeral home. No way. So hopefully that family gets something out of this. And we're going to go to Wisconsin, Woody's favorite stomping ground. And this is Fairchild, Wisconsin. We're bringing you to, and a man in Fairchild, Wisconsin was arrested after a police chase when he surrendered after getting promised he could smoke a couple of cigarettes. That always works with convicts, right? According to the Fairchild Police Department, on October 19th, around 5:50 p.m., officers tried a traffic stop on a person. So the driver, he gets out and he flees the scene. And during the police chase, it was learned the driver had a felony warrant out for his arrest. The driver reportedly was going 70 in a residential area and throwing items at the squad cars during the chase. The driver physically rammed the squad car an estimated 5 times during the pursuit. He then stopped at an intersection and threw a hatchet-like object at the squad car before trying to flee. He eventually fled into a residence, locked himself inside, and police said that he agreed to surrender when they promised him he could smoke a couple of cigarettes. The man was identified as Keegan Fogelson. He has a long criminal history with multiple violent offenses. Imagine that. And he was taken into custody and sent to jail with 3 felonies and 2 misdemeanor charges. All right. And I got one more for you today. And this is a really bizarre story coming out of Canada. A Walmart employee has been found dead inside a bakery oven. Police in Canada said Tuesday they are investigating after a 19-year-old Walmart employee was found dead inside a store's walk-in bakery oven. Officers responded to the Walmart, located in Halifax, Nova Scotia, on a Saturday night after the employee was found dead. And before we go any further, maybe I live under a rock, but I've never heard of a walk-in oven. But they exist, apparently. The woman, who was an employee of the store, was located in a large walk-in oven belonging to the store's bakery department, and investigators are working with Occupational Health and Safety and the Nova Scotia Medical Examiner Service. The cause and manner of death have not yet been determined. They always put that, but come on, y'all. She was in a walk-in oven. I mean, it can't be that hard to figure out how she died. An investigation of this nature may take a significant amount of time, police said. The Walmart store is closed until further notice. We are heartbroken, and our deepest thoughts are with our associates and their family. That from a Walmart spokesman. And, of course, it is still being investigated. And that's going to do it for today, Thursday's episode of Real Life Real Crime Daily. I appreciate y'all so much. And next week, me and Woody should be back together doing another week of Real Life Real Crime Daily. So until next time, I'm Jim Chapman for Woody Overton. We are your host of Real Life Real Crime Daily. Peace.
Did you know that in Ohio, the state Supreme Court could just ignore the Reproductive Rights Amendment we passed last year?
But so many Ohioans voted for it.
That's why we need to keep extremists out of the court by voting for Justices Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
I don't know if I can remember that.
Here's the trick. Just remember, don't stop fighting. DSF. Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes. If you supported Issue 1 last year, don't stop fighting. Vote for Donnelly, Stewart, and Forbes.
This message was paid for by Red, Wine, and Blue.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. The hiring process can be slow and overwhelming. Simplify hiring with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. That's Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Terms and conditions apply.